Welcome to the New York 2009 Operational Scoring for English Language Arts. My name is Heather Friends, and this audio section covers the scoring of the Grade 4 Reading Cluster, questions 32, 33, 34, and 35, found in Book 3 of the January 2009 New York State English Language Arts Test. Please find the passages Swan Song and After the Error on pages 1 and 3 of the Scorer Training Materials book for Grade 4. Now, take a moment to read the passages and then resume the audio file. When you return, we will look at the rubrics for this cluster, review the scores assigned to the anchor papers, and determine why the papers were scored the way they were by a range-finding committee composed of New York State educators. Please pause the audio file now. I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guide. Mark up the material in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use your notes throughout this scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scoring training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. In the reading cluster, the student is asked to complete a graphic organizer and answer two short response questions and one extended response question. In cluster scoring, a generic rubric and a specific rubric are used to determine the score. If you turn to page 4, you will find the generic rubric for the reading cluster. On the following pages, you will find the rubric chart, which has the same information in horizontal format. There is one additional column, Quality, which further clarifies meaning, development, organization, and language use. This chart is a useful tool in scoring. Please pause the audio file now and review the generic rubric and the rubric chart. Okay, now turn to page 7 to find the specific reading-writing rubric. This rubric describes typical answers for each score point. Please pause the audio file now and read through the specific rubric. Okay, please read along again as I talk us through each score point. First, a four-point response demonstrates a thorough understanding of both passages and of how actions have consequences. The graphic organizer is complete. The short responses provide the necessary text-based details, and the extended response is well organized, focused, and fluent, with a sense of engagement or voice. A three-point response demonstrates a predominantly literal understanding of both passages. The graphic organizer is essentially complete. The short responses include details from the passages, but are less than fully elaborated. The extended response is generally organized and focused, but less detailed than a four-point response. A two-point response begins to show some gaps in the student's understanding of the passages. The graphic organizer may be incomplete. The short responses may be brief and general or incomplete. The extended response may be incomplete or indicate some confusion with the prompt. A one-point response demonstrates the student has understood only sections of the passages. The graphic organizer is mostly incorrect or incomplete, and the short responses may show confusion. The extended response may be repetitive or focus on minor details in the passage. Finally, a zero-point response is completely incorrect, irrelevant, or incoherent. On the next page, you will see the specific reading-writing rubric chart. Like the generic rubric chart, this chart has the same information found in the specific rubric, only in horizontal format. Pause the audio file as needed to review and become familiar with both versions of the generic and specific rubrics. Now turn to page 10, and I will go over the first question in this reading cluster. Question 32 asks, the chart below shows what happens in the story Swan Song. Complete the chart with details from the story in the order in which they happen. The chart with this item contains the first and last event in the story. The student can complete the chart with any detail or event from the story, as long as the events are placed in correct sequence. Please note that the student will not be penalized for referring to the swan as a goose. Next, we have question 33, which asks, In After the Error, why was the manager of Jerry's team upset with him? Use details from the passage to support your answer. The possible exemplary response for this question is, the manager was upset with Jerry's behavior after the error. Jerry wasted time being angry over his error instead of chasing the ball down, so the other team ended up scoring 3 more runs. Here are some possible details from the story that the student may include in the response. Jerry missed the ball and did not chase it down. Jerry stomped his foot or pounded his fist in the glove or squeaked and whined. The manager said it was what Jerry did after the error that was a problem. The other team scored 3 runs while Jerry was standing there, and any other relevant text-based detail. The second short response is question 34. How did Jerry act after he made the error? How has his manager's advice changed the way Jerry has reacted to errors since then? Use details from after the error to support your answer. The possible exemplary response for this question is, Jerry stomped his foot, pounded his glove, and whined because he made an error. The other team scored more runs because he was busy being upset. Jerry says he never forgot his manager telling him not to feel sorry for himself. He says when he wants to feel sorry for himself, he thinks of his manager and just chases down his mistake. Here are some possible details from the passage that the student may include in the response. Jerry stomped his foot or pounded his fist in the glove or squeaked and whined. The manager said it was what Jerry did after the error that was a problem. The other team scored 3 runs while Jerry was standing there. The manager tells Jerry next time not to stand there and feel sorry for himself, but to chase down the ball. Jerry says when he wants to feel sorry for himself, he thinks of his old manager, chases down his mistake, and does something good with it, and any other relevant text-based detail. Let's move on to the extended response, question 35. The swan in Swan Song and Jerry in After the Error both get into trouble because of how they behave. How does the swan's behavior get her into trouble? How does Jerry's behavior get him into trouble? Explain what can be learned from the results of their behaviors. Use details from both passages to support your answer. In the exemplary response, the student can address the first bullet by saying that the swan's behavior gets her into trouble because the swan yells at the fox that she has tricked him by hiding on the cow's head. The fox then tries to grab her, so the cow and the swan have to run away. The second bullet of the prompt is addressed by describing the behaviors that gets Jerry into trouble after he made an error. His manager then gets upset with him for his behavior, not for the error, since his behavior caused a second problem to occur. For the third bullet, the student needs to explain what can be learned from the results of the swan's and Jerry's behaviors. This can be addressed by explaining that sometimes it is better to say nothing than to open your mouth and get into further trouble. The same is true of one's actions. It is better to make only one mistake than two. Note that there are several possible details to include in this response. We will see many of them when we go over the training papers. On the next pages, you will find the scoring considerations for scoring responses and the ELA condition codes, which are used only in scoring open-ended questions and are applied in very specific circumstances. Both pages will be useful during live scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file and go over the individual rubrics, the scoring considerations, and the condition codes. Then, resume the audio file and we will go over the anchor papers for this reading cluster. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's move on to the anchor papers. These are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The anchor papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Note that there is often more than one anchor for each score point. We included multiple papers for some score points to illustrate the range within the score point. Please turn to page 16. Here we find the anchor for the first reading cluster. At this time, please pause the audio file and read all 9 clusters. Then resume the audio file and I will talk us through each cluster. Please pause the audio file now. Now, turn back to Reading Anchor Cluster 1 and read along as I go over the main points. The first anchor cluster is a score point 4. Taken as a whole, the responses fulfill all requirements of the task and demonstrate a thorough understanding of the swan's and Jerry's behaviors. In the extended response, the student clearly describes how the behaviors of the swan and Jerry get them into trouble and explains the lessons learned from their behaviors. The writing is well organized and fluent with ample details from both passages. Next is Reading Anchor Cluster 2, a score point 3. As a whole, the responses fulfill some requirements of the task and address many key elements of the passages. The student clearly understands how the behaviors of the swan and Jerry get them into trouble, but the responses lack the elaboration and specific details needed to achieve a top score. The second short response, question 34, is only partially complete. The student has left out how the manager's advice changed Jerry's future behavior. In the extended response, the student answers all 3 bullets and includes text-based details, but only briefly refers to the lessons that can be learned from the swan's and Jerry's behaviors. The response is generally focused and organized. Let's move on to Reading Anchor Cluster 3, the second score point 3. Together, the 4 responses fulfill some requirements of the task and are adequate, but do not provide enough elaboration. The student clearly understands that the swan and Jerry get into trouble because of their behaviors, but the responses lack the specific details needed to achieve the higher score point. The second short response is incomplete, as it does not include how the manager's advice changed Jerry's behavior. The extended response is complete and includes text-based details, but focuses more on the swan's behavior than on Jerry's. Next is Reading Anchor Cluster 4, our last score point 3. Taken as a whole, the responses fulfill some requirements of the task. Although there are some misunderstandings in the first 3 questions, the extended response shows that the student has a clear understanding of how the behaviors of the swan and Jerry get them into trouble. However, the responses need more specific details and elaboration in order to achieve the higher score point. Let's move on to Reading Anchor Cluster 5, the first score point 2. Together, these responses fulfill only some requirements of the task and reflect gaps in the student's understanding of the swan's and Jerry's behaviors. Despite being fluent, the responses display misunderstandings and a lack of clarity that prevent the cluster from being awarded a higher score. Next is Reading Anchor Cluster 6, the second score point 2. As a whole, these responses address basic elements of both passages, but include few text details. The responses have some inaccuracies and indicate gaps in the student's understanding of the behaviors of the swan and Jerry. For example, in the extended response, the student says Jerry gets into trouble because he always makes errors. There is also only a vague description that the swan's behavior gets her into trouble because the fox is going to chase her when she is not with the cow. However, the response attempts some organization and is mostly readable, but has little sense of voice. Let's review Reading Anchor Cluster 7, the last score point 2. Taken as a whole, these responses address very basic elements of both passages with some text-based details, but the responses are brief and include some incorrect information. For example, the extended response only implies how the swans and Jerry's behaviors get them into trouble and does not include what lessons can be learned from their behaviors. Let's move on to Reading Anchor Cluster 8, a score point 1. As a whole, these responses fulfill few requirements of the task and indicate the student understood only sections of the passages. Although the extended response includes very little information, the student does introduce a detail about the swan's trick and Jerry listening to his coach. The responses are only minimally correct, but there is enough relevant information provided to give the cluster a score of 1. Our last anchor cluster, Reading Anchor Cluster 9, is a score point 0. Taken as a whole, these responses are completely incorrect and irrelevant. If a response included any information that began to answer the questions without simply repeating words from the prompt, the cluster could not have received a score of 0. Now let's move to the next section of your scoring guide, the practice set. These papers were also assigned scores by the Range Finding Committee. There are 5 clusters in the practice set that cover a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubrics and the anchor papers. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the practice set. Then, resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the Range Finding Committee. Remember that the clusters are scored as a whole. The parts of the cluster are not scored individually and the score is averaged. The scorer must decide from the total body of student writing how well the student understood and was able to communicate their comprehension of the listening material to their audience or scorers. Okay, please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set cluster papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this cluster. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. First, we have practice set 1. Taken as a whole, the 4 responses indicate the student has a thorough understanding of both passages and of the behaviors of the swan and Jerry. In the extended response, the student answers all 3 bullets with ample details from both passages. The response is focused, organized, and fluent. This cluster earns a score of 4. Let's move on to practice set 2. Taken together, the responses fulfill some requirements of the task with a few text-based details, but the responses reflect gaps in the student's understanding of both passages. In the extended response, the student provides brief descriptions of the swans and Jerry's behaviors and a general lesson learned, but does not apply that lesson to the swan or Jerry. Therefore, this cluster receives a score of 2. Next is practice set 3. As a whole, the 4 responses demonstrate a predominantly literal interpretation of both passages. Although the responses are less than thorough, the student shows a clear understanding of the behaviors of the swan and Jerry. The extended response provides a clear description of Jerry's behavior and applies the lesson learned, follow directions, to both the swan and Jerry. The response is generally focused and organized with a sense of voice. This cluster earns a score of 3. In practice set 4, the responses, taken as a whole, are minimally correct and show the student understood only sections of both passages. In the extended response, the student attempts to address all the bullets, but only accurately responds to the 3rd bullet by saying the swan and Jerry learn that they just have to change their attitudes. there is just enough relevant information to award this cluster a score of 1. Our final reading cluster practice set is practice set 5. Taken together, the 4 responses demonstrate a predominantly literal interpretation of both passages. The student has addressed many key elements of the passages, but the responses lack the elaboration and thorough understanding needed to achieve a top score point. Therefore, this cluster receives a score of 3. We have now reached the end of the practice set for the reading cluster. If you are unclear about why a cluster was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please call the New York Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Once you are comfortable with how these cluster papers are scored, we recommend you begin the Consistency Assurance Set. This will give you an additional set of 5 clusters to score, which will provide further training and clarification. Scoring these correctly and understanding why a paper might be subject to misscoring will assure that scorers fully understand the rubric for the reading cluster and can accurately assign scores to the student papers. Okay, the scoring leader can now pass out the Consistency Assurance Set Scorer Training Materials book. A blank answer sheet can be found at the end of each book. You may now score these responses and, on completion, compare your scores to the assigned scores found in the scoring leader book. The scoring leader can clarify why these clusters earned the scores they received and clear up any other concerns. Once you start scoring, the table facilitator and scoring leader can address any additional or unusual responses based on his or her experience and training. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio presentation.